Tonight, while election workers count ballots and politicians count seats in Congress, the major political parties will be busy counting something else, money. This is the last election where parties can raise and spend so-called soft money, unlimited contributions from corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals, and the cash has poured in. According to Common Cause, Democrats and Republicans took more than $400 million in soft money through October 16th, a record for any election. Starting at midnight tonight, however, the system is supposed to change. That's when tough provisions of a new campaign finance law take effect. But as NPR's Peter Overby reports, the actual impact of the law is still anyone's guess.
Even more than usual, the 2002 campaign has been a nasty, snarling affair. Attack ads were instrumental in setting the ugly tone.
Tell Erskine Bowles his Clinton-style attacks have no place in North Carolina.
That particular spot is the handiwork of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. But all six of the party committees, Republican and Democratic, invested heavily in negative TV. Tonight at 12:01, those kinds of stink bombs are supposed to get as scarce as Cinderella's carriage. That's because their funding is supposed to be cut off. The party committees pay for those ads with what's called soft money, unregulated checks from corporations, well-off individuals, interest groups, and labor unions. When the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform law starts taking effect tonight, soft money will be off limits to the party committees. The parties raised roughly $500 million of soft money in the past 2 years alone. Soft money corrupts the system, according to Republican Senator John McCain and Democratic Senator Russ Feingold. But critics say McCain-Feingold won't drive big money out of politics. It will just unravel the political system as we know it. Attorney Cleta Mitchell is on the court challenge to the law.
Political parties will be really chopped up, dismembered, and the money will flow to organizations that are essentially private political parties, private interest groups, splinter groups.
Mitchell and other lawyers in the case file their briefs tomorrow. A three-judge panel hears the case a month from now. It's expected to reach the Supreme Court early in 2003. Meanwhile, the rush is on to circumvent McCain-Feingold by setting up new organizations just outside its reach. Paul Hernson, a political scientist at the University of Maryland, is watching the scramble.
The same people will be involved in the networks, but the focus of the action will shift perhaps from the national committees to state party organizations and allied interest groups.
Interest groups on the left and right are jockeying to reap this windfall of soft money that can no longer go to the party committees. Liberal organizer Michael Lux has created the Progressive Donor Network to guide donors as they write checks for five, six, and even seven figures. But he says it's going to take time.
There will be a period where a lot of folks sit back either because they're confused about what new things to give to, their lawyers are telling them be careful what to give to, or because they're used to having candidates and party officials call, and those people won't be able to call them for that money anymore.
These moves won't go uncontested. Don Simon is acting president of Common Cause, which was a driving force behind McCain-Feingold.
I think what we're seeing are efforts to break the law, and I think these efforts are or are likely to be illegal. And I think this is the moment where we need real law enforcement.
Enforcement will be tested even before the courts rule on the law itself. With so many close races today, recounts and court challenges are likely. And at least one runoff election is expected in Louisiana. Candidates and parties will need lots of money to wage those battles. Political scientist Paul Hernson says the new law won't stand in their way.
You know, the key thing with this runoff business and the recounts is there's always money to be had. It's just got to be shifted from one organization or one account to the other.
Maybe it won't even have to be. In a display of unity against McCain-Feingold, both parties have already asked the Federal Election Commission for permission to raise and spend money under the old rules for this year's recounts and runoffs. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.